The House plan carried by Republican Representative Travis Cummings would spend $240 million a year and support 116,000 adults with children and people with disabilities living below the federal poverty level. But opponents to the House plan say even with $2,000 stipends to purchase private health insurance, many people won't be able to afford the House proposal.
Our analysis and belief is that virtually no one will be able to benefit from that program, primarily because of the requirement that you have premium payments.
Karen Woodall is a lobbyist with the Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy. The House plan calls for people to contribute $25 a month to their health care costs. And Woodall says people below the federal poverty level, under $12,000 a year for a single person, can't afford that. But House Republicans are adamant the state can't afford to accept the federal government's $51 billion. Republican Representative Eric Frezen says Medicaid already takes up the bulk of state funding. It would still have to spend $3.5 billion of its own after the federal government's share of the expansion falls to 90% after 3 years.
The only thing we can fully know is that in the expansion, that 10%, regardless of how you want to try to dynamically score it, is going to strain our legislative budgets in the years moving forward. And I can't vote for something that the only certainty I have is that if we repeat and expand that which has been eating away at our budgets today.
Democrats have been pushing for the traditional Medicaid expansion, and they voted against the House bill. They were chided for it by Republicans like Representative Richard Corcoran, who crafted the proposal.
If we never had Obamacare, right, let's throw some pixie dust in the room, and we never had Medicaid expansion, and a Republican-led legislature put forth a plan that covered 527,000 lives of people under 138% of poverty, gave them all private insurance. In addition to that, changed dynamically health care. If we were on the floor, the board would be 120 to nothing.
Meanwhile, a bill in the Senate accepts the federal dollars and steers the million people who would have qualified for Medicaid into private health plans. Lawmakers have 2 weeks to reach a deal. Early in the week, Senator Joe Negron outlined a plan toward a compromise that would allow people to choose whether to accept a state stipend and shop for their own insurance or use the plan outlined in the Senate, which would offer subsidized health plans to low-income Floridians. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.